An architect is worthy of owning and living in his finest work. An architect is worthy of owning and living in his finest work. Oh, how true that is. An architect, like Frank Lloyd Wright or other great architects, who design houses, who design buildings, who design marvelous things, are certainly worthy of living in those things they design. And they do, oftentimes. Not totally, but they do, oftentimes. Oftentimes they have so many beautiful designs that are coming up that they build one design and then they go on to another one. And they take all the creative ideas they had from their first design and put it in their second design and third design until they have so many designs coming out, they are just magic people and they are living in them mentally, if not physically. Because how can a person who owns 100 houses live in 100 houses? How can a person who owns many homes, even 3 or 4, live in all of them? You can't. You can live in them mentally as you think about them or as you create them. An architect is like a beautiful being. An architect is indeed a beautiful being. An architect thinks of a lovely building. And in thinking of that lovely building, he puts the very finest ideas he has into it. And as he puts these very finest ideas he has into that lovely building, what does he do? He lets them go. He lets them go. They're like his children. And he lets them go out and do their work and be their expression. An ideal architect who builds an office building cannot work in every office in the office building, but he lets them go. He releases them. You and I are like the creative architect. We are like the master craftsman. We are like the master artist. And we perform our art. We do our art. We play our music. We do our sculpturing. We draw our drawings of buildings, or we raise our family, or we are the finest spouse that anyone could ever want. We are the ideal person. We are the architect of our life. And as we are the architect of our life, we bring forth into the world the finest, most beautiful, most fantastic, most glorious things the world could ever think to have. And it is true. It comes forth, and it is forth now. It is glorious now. It is wonderful now. It is outstanding now. It is magical now. Every day of our life, we are architect. Every day of our life, we are creating. Every day of our life, we are drawing new buildings, new homes, new ideals. Every day of our life, we are putting down our thoughts as our architectural idea for our finest life. Every day of our life, we are being creative of the world we live in. And we look at the world and we say it is good and very good because it is what we see. And we see the finest in the world. We see the finest in ourselves. We see the finest in our family. We see the finest in anything we create. And we create everything. And we want to create everything to be the most outstanding, the most glorious, the most exciting thing that ever has ever been considered. But how do we go about doing that? We go about doing it with non-possession. We go about doing it with a total release once we have created it. When we create an idea, we live in it, we create it, we give it life, we give it purpose, we give it direction, we give it form, and then we release it and we go on to the next idea. Life is not a stagnation. Life is excitement. Life is a hurly-burly. Life is a movement of wonder and magic. Life is a continuation of one moment to the next, each different from the other, each more magnificent, if you could say that, more magnificent than the other. As I say, I go around the world giving seminars, and I'm not giving as many as I used to give, but I'm giving seminars. And on Monday, I go off to London to give a seminar, and I say it'll be the finest seminar that I've ever given. And I have my whole life behind me to put into that seminar. I have my whole dream of everything that I've ever done or everything I've ever thought or everything I've ever imagined, anything I've been the architect of. any concepts I've been the architect of in my life will come forth next couple of weeks, and I will shine them out to the Londoners and to my friends there and to the world. And I will put them onto the internet, and you will be able to hear them if you wish. But each one of the lectures will be about an hour, and so there will be 20 lectures. And if you want to sit through 20 lectures, not all at once or whenever you want to, they're on our homepage, and you can reach them and enjoy them. Life is an architectural forum, and I am the architect. I'm the architect of the University of Healing. I'm the architect of the Church of God Unlimited. I'm the architect of Herb Byerly. I'm the architect of all. Oh, I made a couple of errors in some of my planning as I went along, and things happened that they needed to be strengthened up, and they needed to be buoyed up, they needed to be improved, and I improved them. But I don't go back and say, oh dear, why did I not do it right in the first place? Because as I am giving each series of seminars, as I'm giving each series of lectures around the world, each series meets the interests, the desires, and the needs of the people in the places that I am. And then I go to other places, and I take my desires and my joy, and I bring them forth in the new places where I am. Everywhere I go, I let go of the magic that's in me. I let go of the divine that's in me. I let go of my original purity and integrity, and let it shine forth in all the things that I say and I do. Each series of lectures become more and more exciting, more and more illuminating, more and more wonderful. And I become more and more peaceful, if such is possible. And as I become more and more peaceful, I just let go and let God in me be all that I am. I let the divine in me shine forth. I let the divine in me as the architect does. The divine in the architect shines forth in the magic of the creation that he has. It could be a very simple building that is used for a workshop. It could be a beautiful castle. It could be a beautiful mountain cabin. It could be a chalet in the Swiss Alps. It could be anything at all. It is wonderful. And then as I live in any of my creation, what do I do? Do I do like the Italians and hang beautiful flower boxes outside my windows? Do I fill them with geraniums and other beautiful flowers? Do I enter into the contest of the city of who has the most beautiful flower boxes in their windows? And yes, I just love to do it. I don't want to win, because I've already won, because everything I do is beautiful and good and fantastic. Everything I do is outstanding and remarkable. Everything I do is exciting. Everything I do is who I am. And no matter when it is, now, or tomorrow, or yesterday, or just in my mind, it is beautiful. It is fulfilling. It is wonderful. It is me living as the architect of my life. Are you the architect of your life? You can be sure you are. And is your life beautiful? Only as beautiful as the pen that you hold in your hand to draw the structural building on a sheet of paper in front of you. And if it gets no further than your mind, it is done. If it gets onto the drawing, it is beautiful. If it gets into construction, it is beautiful. If it gets into living and fulfilling its purpose, it is beautiful. Because from the moment you thought your architectural design, from the moment you as the ideal architect had created the thought of what it was that you wanted, that what you wanted already exists, that what you wanted is a reality now in your life, that what you want is your dream come true, the moment you think it, the moment you live it, the moment you are it. The architect is worthy of owning and living in his finest work. And the architect does own and live in his finest work, in his mind, in his heart, in his life. And could there be any other more wonderful experience for you or for me than to live in the now in our architectural creation of magic and wonder? Have a wonderful day and live in the now and enjoy all of life as I do, every moment, complete, fulfilled, an architectural masterpiece done for all perpetuity. Now, I love you. I love you. I love you.